Okay, I think we're good.
Perfect.
Okay, hi everyone. Welcome to our presentation, Enhancing Swift Supply Chain Security, Build-Time SBOM Generation in Swift Package Manager. We'll start with some introductions. My name is Ev. I'm a software engineer at Apple focused on software supply chain security, and I'm based in Seattle, Washington in the United States.
Hi, I'm Sam. I'm a software developer at Apple, and I work on Swift Package Manager and Core Builds. I'm based in Ottawa, Canada.
Okay, in this presentation, we'll discuss the role of SBOMs in securing the Swift supply chain and explain why it's hard to create Swift SBOMs with existing tools. We'll provide a brief demo of our upcoming feature that integrates SBOM generation into Swift PM to create Swift SBOMs, and we'll detail some channels where you can provide feedback before the feature is released. Sam is going to get us started by talking about Swift and Swift PM fundamentals, which will provide the necessary background concepts that are crucial for understanding the in-development SBOM feature.
Thanks, Ev. So Swift is a multi-platform programming language. It is a versatile language as it scales from embedded devices and kernels to apps and cloud infrastructure. It's also fast, expressive, and safe, and has unmatched interoperability with C and C++, and has interoperability support with Java using either JNI or modern FFI. Here's a fun fact about Swift. 2 months ago, on December 3rd, 2025, Swift marked its 10-year anniversary of being open sourced. Swift Package Manager, also known as Swift PM, is available with the Swift toolchain. Swift Package Manager is a developer tool that allows a developer to build, test, document, and run the code by managing the distribution of Swift code, including dependency management in the form of a Swift package. It also allows for easily importing other Swift packages into the application, executable or library, making it an essential part of a Swift developer's toolbox. Authors of a Swift package can define products which can be consumed by other packages. Swift PM organizes code through several logical units: packages, products, and targets. We will only focus on packages and products as they are important concepts for Swift SBOM. A Swift package is a reusable component that can be distributed to other Swift projects. It consists of a package manifest or package.swift manifest file, along with source files, resources, and other assets. Here's an example of three packages: Swift Example, Swift Crypto, and Swift ASN1. Package level dependencies relate packages to packages. In this example, Swift Example depends on Swift Crypto, and the Swift Crypto package depends on Swift ASN1 package. A Swift PM product is the consumable artifacts produced and exposed by a Swift package. Said differently, a Swift package can produce zero or more products. A Swift PM product can be a library, an executable, or a plugin. There are package-to-product relationships where packages produce products. For this presentation, we're classifying that relationship as a dependency type. For example, each of these packages produces products. The Swift example package produces a product called Swift example product. Sorry, naming is hard. Swift crypto package produces two products, Swift crypto and crypto extras. And the Swift ASN package produces a product named Swift ASN1. Products can also depend on each other. These are known as product level dependencies. The Swift example product depends on the crypto product in another package, and the crypto extras product depends on Swift ASN1 product. So to recap, there are three types of dependencies: package level dependencies, which where a package depends on another package. Package to product dependencies, where a package depends on other product or the products it produces. And product level dependencies, where products depend on another product. Now that we know what packages and products are, let's zoom out and talk about how SwiftPM builds a Swift project. And SwiftPM goes through several stages to build a product. And the two stages that are relevant to SBOM integration feature are the package manifest loading and build execution. During package manifest loading, SwiftPM performs package resolution, which determines the package dependencies and their versions to use, and also creates a modules package graph representing the package and product dependency tree. The build execution stage comes next. SwiftPM has several build systems, but we'll be focusing on the Swift build build system. The Swift build build system, not to be confused with the Swift build command line tool, is currently under evaluation and is the build engine that's used behind Xcode. SwiftPM delegates build activities to the Swift build build system, and as part of those activities, Swift build computes and produces a build dependency graph. The build dependency graph consumes the resolve modules graph from the package manifest loading stage. The resolve modules graph is an output of the package manifest loading stage, and the Swift build dependency graph is an output of the build execution stage. The graphs contain different information. Give me a second here. The result modules graph includes the information that is beneficial for SBOM, like all package and products in the dependency tree, including extraneous components, package level dependencies, product to product dependencies, and product level dependencies. On the other hand, the Swift build dependency graph is derived by converting products into the resolve modules graph into build targets. The build dependency graph contains information about only the build targets used in the build and target level dependencies after converting from product level dependencies in the resolve modules graph. There are two factors that can influence the resolve modules graph and the Swift build dependency graph: traits and conditions. Traits can be thought of something similar to feature flags, though not quite the same. They're evaluated during the package manifest loading stage, and they can either include or exclude parts of the resolve modules graph. Package authors can define traits for their own package and not dependency packages, but they can decide to enable package traits through the enable package dependency traits through the manifest. On the other hand, conditions are based on build time environmental conditions. They're evaluated during build conditions, and they affect and their effect essentially affects the build dependency graph generated by the Swift build build system. This is a summary table that compares the internal SwiftPM graphs. The key takeaway here is there's red and green colors on both sides of the table. And that's because the two graphs contain different information and insights about the build process. And this is important for the Swift SBOM generation feature. Well, I'll hand it off now to Ev, who will talk about some of the challenges that existing tools face when creating Swift SBOMs, and we'll dive deeper into our implementation of Swift SBOM generation with SwiftPM.
Okay, thank you, Sam. To start, I'll cover why Swift SBOMs are important to Swift's supply chain security. Swift SBOMs harden the security profile of Swift projects in multiple ways. First, by understanding what software components are in their projects. Swift developers can better assess and manage the risk associated with third-party components. This includes identifying outdated or unmaintained dependencies that could pose future risk. Additionally, SBOMs help promote transparency and compliance in Swift projects. This is important when distributing Swift software to other organizations. Swift developers can document that their software doesn't contain disclosed vulnerabilities, while organizations can show that they're compliant with security standards. Finally, in the event of a security incident, an SBOM can speed up the process of determining which parts of a Swift application might be affected. So SBOMs help Swift developers remediate vulnerabilities in their projects. We define two characteristics for a good Swift SBOM. The first characteristic is accuracy. So for the purpose of this presentation, a Swift SBOM is accurate when it enumerates the components that are actually present and used in the artifact. The second characteristic we prioritize is granularity. For the purpose of this presentation, a Swift SBOM is granular when it reflects direct and transitive dependencies at the package and product levels. So this is our example diagram from the previous section. It shows package level, package to product, and product level dependencies. An accurate and granular SBOM can model all three types of dependencies without lacking critical information or adding extra noise. A good Swift SBOM can be used to determine whether a disclosed vulnerability in a package affects our own package or product. So let's say Swift example package is a monorepo, and I'm a developer who owns Swift example product. I wake up tomorrow morning and I find out that Swift ASM1 has a new disclosed vulnerability. As a developer, I want to know whether this vulnerability affects my product. If I look at an accurate and granular Swift SBOM, I can easily determine this. My product only uses the crypto product, which has no dependencies. That means the crypto product doesn't use Swift ASM1, and my product isn't affected. On the other hand, any other product in the monorepo that's using Crypto Extras will be affected, and that's because Crypto Extras uses Swift ASM1. This example shows why the granularity of a Swift SBOM is important. If we only look at the package level dependencies on the surface, it looks like our product is affected. It's only when we dive deeper into the product level dependencies that we can see that our product isn't affected after all. For an accurate and granular Swift SBOM, direct and transitive dependencies should be represented for package level, package to product, and product level dependencies. Extraneous or unused components should not be included in the SBOM. And flags that enable or disable dependencies should be safely handled. We've talked about why it's important for SBOMs to be accurate and granular. However, the capability to create accurate and granular Swift SBOMs is limited. There are two main challenges that existing SBOM tools face when generating Swift SBOMs. First, Swift PM encapsulates the build process and exposes limited information about components and dependencies. Second, packages and products listed in a manifest file may or may not be used. This depends on the build, as well as optional flags that can enable or disable dependencies. As a result, SBOMs from existing tools can under or overrepresent the final Swift components in the artifact. The first challenge is the lack of insight that existing tools have into the Swift build process. Existing tools primarily draw information from the package.swift manifest file and the show dependencies package subcommand. Package.swift is a manifest file that defines the package, its contents, and its dependencies. So here's an example of a code snippet from a package.swift file. First, we define a product, myExampleProduct, which consists of a single build target, myExampleTarget. The build target describes the dependencies for the product. In this case, myExampleProduct depends on the crypto product in the Swift crypto package. Package.swift can tell us about direct dependencies, but not transitive dependencies. So we can't tell from this code snippet how many dependencies the crypto product itself has. The show dependencies package subcommand describes direct and transitive package dependencies. In this package subcommand output, the Swift build package depends on the Swift driver and Swift system packages. The show dependencies package subcommand performs package manifest loading, but does not execute the build. So it's lacking information that's only known at the build execution stage. This is a summary table of what information is available to existing SBOM tools. Based on package.swift manifest file and the show dependencies package subcommand, existing SBOM tools can easily extract direct and transitive package dependencies as well as direct product dependencies. There's partial information about package to product dependencies, and there's no easy method to extract information about transitive product dependencies. The second challenge that existing tools face is that packages and products listed in a manifest file may or may not be used. Components listed in package.swift can be entirely unused by the package, used by the package but unused and irrelevant to the product the developer owns, or conditionally included based on flags like Swift traits and conditions. This table summarizes the three cases I described. In the first case, unused components are included in the SBOM. In the second case, components used by the package but not the product are included in the product's SBOM. And in the third case, traits and conditions can alter which components end up in the final artifact. Existing SBOM tools don't know how to safely handle these flags to create accurate Swift SBOMs. For these three cases, the generated SBOM by existing SBOM tools is noisy and or lacks critical information. This is a summary table of the challenges that existing SBOM tools face. Due to the limited information that SwiftPM exposes, existing tools aren't able to represent transitive product dependencies, ignore extraneous components, and handle conditional flags. That means existing SBOM tools are only able to generate partially accurate Swift SBOMs with package-level dependencies. To overcome these challenges, we're currently working on integrating SBOM generation directly into SwiftPM's build processes. By integrating SBOM generation directly into SwiftPM, our SBOM generation feature is able to take advantage of internal SwiftPM graphs to create accurate and granular Swift SBOMs. SwiftPM's existing graphs already have the necessary information to generate accurate and granular Swift SBOMs. By combining information from the resolve modules graph and the Swift build dependency graph, we can use SwiftPM to create Swift SBOMs. Swift SBOMs created by SwiftPM are unique in that they'll include the three types of dependencies discussed, will exclude extraneous components, and will apply the effects of conditional flags. Now I'll discuss our design to integrate SBOM generation into SwiftPM's build process, and we'll explore some examples of Swift SBOMs generated by SwiftPM. This is the SwiftPM build stages diagram from the previous section of this presentation, and here's the pathway for SBOM generation through SwiftPM. SBOM generation goes through the Swift build system and therefore uses both the resolve modules graph and the Swift build dependency graph to generate the SBOM. The generated SBOM reflects build time conditions and excludes extraneous components. To trigger SBOM generation in the build command, the user can use the --- SBOM spec flag. Here's an example command that generates both CycloneDX and SPDX SBOMs for the root package. This is a small demo of creating CycloneDX and SPDX SBOMs on an example repo. First, the build command builds the artifact as usual. Then the SBOMs are created. And then we take a peek at the SBOM, in this case, the CycloneDX SBOM. As a result of this command, the SBOM that's generated is a CycloneDX or SPDX JSON file that includes packages and products, excludes extraneous components, and factors in build time conditions. For the following slides, Sam and I created some visualizations of Swift SBOMs. These visualizations aren't part of SwiftPM. So for example, here's a Swift SBOM generated by SwiftPM from its own repo using the Swift build command and visualized by us. The SBOM has around 60 components, which includes both packages and products, and 350 dependencies. Packages are represented as blue nodes and products are green nodes. This is an example SBOM that we'll be exploring. A code snippet from the package.swift that was used for this SBOM is on the right. The package.swift defines a Swift SBOM example package, which is marked in blue. At the package level, the Swift SBOM example package depends on Swift crypto, and arrows between blue nodes indicate package level dependencies. Package to product dependencies are arrows going from blue nodes to green nodes. In this case, Swift SBOM example produces two products, example core and example CLI, which are marked in green. Product level dependencies are arrows between green nodes. Example core product depends on the crypto product. This example SBOM contains the packages and products for single root package, but sometimes the developer has more specific needs. Additional flags that can be used with the SBOM spec flag include --- SBOM filter to filter by packages, products, or both, and --- product to create an SBOM for a specific product in a package. The SBOM filter can be applied by adding --- SBOM filter to the build command. By default, no filters are applied. On the left is the original SBOM without any filters. It shows both packages and products. I've highlighted the packages in the white rectangle. And on the right is the SBOM generated with a package filter. This SBOM contains only packages. This also works for products. Again, on the left is the original SBOM without any filters. I've highlighted the products in the SBOM as well as the primary component. And on the right is the SBOM filtered by products only with exception of the primary component. The Swift build command has a dash dash product flag that can be used to build a specified product. This existing flag can be used in conjunction with the SBOM spec flags to generate SBOMs for a specified product. On the left is the SBOM for the Swift SBOM example package. If we want the SBOM for example core, we can use the dash dash product flag to specify example core. It should capture this portion of the graph. And this is the resulting SBOM for the example core product within the Swift SBOM example package. This SBOM shows only the components that are relevant to the example core product. Lastly, we're going to see how SBOMs are affected by traits and conditions. Swift PM automatically modifies the SBOM when traits and conditions are applied during the build. Traits are applied during the package manifest loading stage of the build. In this package.swift file, we added a trait for driver support, for example, CLI. That means when the trait driver support is enabled, example CLI will depend on the Swift driver product in the Swift driver package. To enable the trait in this case, we pass the flag dash dash traits driver support to the build. On the left is the original SBOM without the trait enabled. On the right is the SBOM with the trait enabled. Because the Swift driver trait was enabled, the SBOM on the right has extra dependencies in the form of Swift driver. Unlike traits, which are applied during the package manifest loading stage, conditions can change dependencies during the build execution stage. In this package.swift file, we added a condition for example core. As a result of this condition, the example core product will depend on the collections product from the Swift collections package when the build is running on the Mac OS operating system. On the left side is our original SBOM when the condition isn't met, and on the right is the SBOM when the condition is met. Because the artifact was built on Mac OS, the SBOM on the right has extra dependencies in the form of Swift collections. The integration of SBOM generation into Swift PM allows us to generate accurate and granular Swift SBOMs. We're able to represent package and product level dependencies, exclude extraneous components, and apply the results of traits and conditions. SBOM generation for Swift PM is currently in the Swift evolution proposal phase. Our release date isn't determined yet, but it will appear in a future Swift toolchain. Although this is an in-development feature, we do want to hear from you. We have developer toolchains available that contain SBOM support for various platforms. This feature is currently untested on Windows, so we chose not to provide a Windows link. You can access these dev toolchains by downloading our slides, which are in the resources section of our talk page on the FOSDEM website. And the links will be available until February 28th. For Mac OS and Linux, we recommend downloading the dev toolchain via command line tool like curl. Here are some examples we provided that you can reference for downloading, extracting, and calling the dev toolchain with SBOM support. We welcome feedback about this feature before it's released. Please provide feedback directly in person or on the Swift forums via the proposal. And these slides, again, will be available on the FOSDEM website. They're actually up there already, so you can access the links. So to wrap up, we've discussed the role of SBOMs in securing the Swift supply chain. We identified that existing SBOM tools have gaps when creating Swift SBOMs due to limited insight into Swift PM's internal processes. Then we demonstrated a preview of our upcoming feature that integrates SBOM generation into Swift PM's build process. Our in-development feature integrates SBOM generation into Swift PM's build process. And it does this by leveraging Swift PM's resolve modules graph and Swift build's build dependency graph. Developers will soon be able to create accurate and granular Swift SBOMs that reflect only components that are actually used and that detail direct and transitive dependencies at the package and product levels. This new capability in Swift PM will provide Swift developers with a tool to better understand project dependencies, manage risks, and respond efficiently to security vulnerabilities. This can significantly enhance the security posture of Swift projects. Finally, at the end, we provided some channels for feedback. Again, please take a look at our slides on the FOSDEM website to access these links. Your input is extremely valuable to us as we refine the feature and work towards our release. That brings us to the end of our presentation. Do we have time for questions?
We do.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Yes, so this, which version of SPDX are we generating? For SPDX, we're generating 3.0. And then for Cyclone DX, we're generating 1.7.
Okay.
Question in the blue shirt.
Is it
be nice to also include the extraneous packages. This is because the application, the S-bomb would be generated in the wrong OS, like maybe on Linux or Mac OS.
The question is, it'd be nice to get all the extraneous components in the SBOM. We actually provide a package subcommand that only runs package manifest loading, and so you get the entire components, so including extraneous components, and you don't have to run the build. Yes?
I don't know about anything about Swift, but does it use anything in the operating system in terms of runtime libraries, dynamic libraries? Will you see that traceability, those dependencies?
So the question is, are we going to see system libraries or dylibs? For this iteration of this feature, we're only working on SwiftPM packages and products. For SDKs, frameworks, dylibs, system libraries, we're kind of investigating how to add those, and they may or may not appear in future iterations of the feature. Cool, I think that might have been... Oh, one more.